This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
Today, I wanted to hit you with some news. I'm sure you saw that Hummer is back in the news. It's been discontinued, it was axed, it was gone. Never gonna hear from Hummer again. But it's back as an electric truck, and it's going to be the GMC Hummer electric truck. Bam. Now, if you're not familiar with Hummer, Hummer left us back in 2010, and they had around three models going. You had the original Hummer, the H2, and the H3, which I had, and I was a huge fan of the H3. It was a cocoon-styled car, made you feel like you were on top of the world, but yet not oversized either, where you are making people feel like you are in this huge truck overpowering the road and about to run over someone, right? So back in 2010, it was a different time, and Hummer just was not making it. And that tends to happen when gas prices increase and people are able to look at their finances in a different way and say, why not get a Honda Fit, right? So the GMC Hummer EV will be a three electric motor truck generating, get this, 1,000 horsepower. And can run 350 miles on a full charge and go from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. This is Auto Recall Report, aka back at your service here. I hope you guys are doing well and had a great Thanksgiving. Today, I want to get into Tesla. Now, you're not a real brand until you've had some recalls under your belt. And Tesla is a true brand because they are back in the news, and this time with a recall. So, the news is that according to Reuters, Tesla has issued a recall for over 9,500 of its vehicles in the US, including 9,100 Model X's from 2016 and 400 or so Model Y's from 2020. Now, here's what we know. 9,100 or so Model X's produced between September 17th, 2015 and July 31st, 2016 are the affected cars. Now, according to the National Highway Safety Association, they say that the front and spine cosmetic roof trim may have been applied without the necessary primer and the pieces may separate over time. Now, that's for the Model X. Now, if you have a Model Y, That issue is with its bolts. Now, what they're saying is that Tesla has been producing the Model Y in Fremont, California, usually with a more manual process. And what they're saying is that the bolts connecting the upper control arm and steering knuckle may not have been properly tightened, which could allow for the upper control arm to detach from the steering knuckle. Now, a detached upper control arm can cause the wheels to lean in or out, decreasing the driver's ability to steer and increase the risk of a crash, is what the agency said in their recent filing. So this seems like a huge safety issue, especially because the Model Y recently just came out, and it's one of those vehicles that it's in a really good segment of a small crossover. Those are coming out from every brand right now. Tesla's Model Y is basically just a Model 3, but in the crossover version. And it looks really good. It's one of my favorite cars, to be honest with you. And this is not the best news to see that Tesla does have some issues with their build quality. There are some things that come about with Tesla. And if you do watch videos on YouTube about some of the issues with Tesla, you're going to see some of their reoccurring stuff come up where there's some build quality issues that could be improved upon. Tesla was first on the block to come up with their electric cars and really bring it to market. So, you know, it's part of the growing pains, and I hope they improve on that because Tesla is a great brand, and more power to you. So with that being said, Auto Recall Report, AK, back at you here. I appreciate you joining me. Till next time, don't text and drive.
Next exit is the safe zone.